And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 142.
What?
Yeah, 142, just making sure. I had a doubt, a minute of self-doubt. July 2014 comic book advance solicits. Well, that's a mouthful. I am Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Girard.
And as we've said in it, at the beginning, we're going to be going over some July solicits, which I do believe that comes out in September, right? Is that correct?
No, these are the books that actually come out in July, Chris.
Oh, duh. Yeah, my bad. If I mentioned I'm hyped up on cough medicine and antibiotics, no, I haven't yet, but I am, so I'm a little groggy, so I apologize ahead of time.
And for those of you who are concerned, Mr. Fox, Murray Fox, is in deep space with Matt from the Legion podcast.
Oh, okay.
He's nice. Not. He's off somewhere doing something arty or
something
free or
It's like there's some live C2E2 news. Looks to the future and future's in. Oh, sorry. It just popped up on my screen there. CBR.
So, I just... Because it's the only book that I'm not going to be buying any books from Dynamite, but... Chris just shared this link with me, or a Bleeding Cool article, but it was shared basically everywhere at one point or another. The automated solicit for Game of Thrones comic book from Dynamite. It looks like Game of Thrones 14 was automatically sent out with the first five pages, which included a lovely rape scene. Looks like five gentlemen having carnal forced knowledge on a young lady here. This was posted on all of the comic book sites, so I hope that this will give the publicity people and all of these companies a moment of.
Yeah, according to the article, Bleeding Cool caught it and removed some pages ahead of time, but not everybody did, and some people on Twitter were sending them messages, and it's like, hey guys, hello. And apparently that, you know, the fact people were outraged that CBR ran it. Was it CBR? Yeah, it was. CBR ran it, and the fact that Dynamite offered it. And then that's when the explanation started to come in, that it was an automated thing, that Dynamite just do some stuff, and then the website's do other stuff, and it's all automated, and yeah, so.
Well, six or half a dozen. It's
not good.
It will get the various companies to stop for just a moment and go, yeah, we can't, we gotta, hold on, hey, stop. So, anyhow. That's all. That's all I care about from Dynamite. They've fallen off my radar completely, so.
Yeah, they got some. I don't know what the Shadow stuff I was interested in for a while, but it's not worth the $3.99 price to me. And they had a big sale. I bought a bunch of issues for $1. I probably got about 20 issues I haven't read.
And I'm not interested in that Justice Inc. Incorporated stuff either.
No, I didn't care for it. Of course, DC did a terrible job of doing that stuff, but I never was I was at least interested in. Doc Savage, is that what it was?
Yep, Savage, Shadow, Bustus, a couple other.
Yeah, they really failed in that that line.
Anyhow, so.
I mean, it was good, but it just kind of, all of a sudden it just stopped coming in, and then of course you forget about it, you know? Just like the Red Circle characters. Okay, what's next?
Apologies. Boom. Let me send you the Boom one. I forgot that that's the one.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Boom has got...
I haven't had a chance to read the rest of those.
If you're a fan of the original Avengers TV show...
Ooh, oh, that's right.
They're doing...
I thought Wade had done...
Steel miniseries.
Oh, that reminds me. Something else I want to bring up, but yeah. Cool.
They've got a new RoboCop comic book coming out, which I thought, last I saw, thought Dark Horse had RoboCop.
Yeah, I did too. Maybe or they do not anymore. Interesting.
We need to see what else we got coming out. There's an Umberto Ramos drawn with Paul Jenkins writing Revelations. I tend to give Paul Jenkins a look regardless. And with Umberto Ramos drawing it, it should be good looking as well.
Oh, see, okay. This is a... apparently, what's it about? It's collecting this series called Revelations number 1 through 2 in an oversized prestige format. Revelations Penny Ink presents Humberto Ramos' artwork stripped down to the ink side-by-side with in-depth annotations from the entire creative team.
Damn.
That sounds pretty cool.
That does. Ordering that.
Yeah, they're going to be doing that for something else I saw that IDW was doing.
Yeah, IDW is usually the one you see this kind of thing from.
No, it wasn't IDW that was doing it. It was somebody else. Who was it? Oh, shit, I'm going to have to find that now. But, okay, continue.
Then we've got some more Adventure Time, of course, the usual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just seeing if there's anything else that jumps out here. John Carp. Oh, there's a Big Trouble in Little China comic.
I'd heard about that, yeah. Speaking of Boom, though, real quick, I bought the first... Cullen Bunn trade of the Samurai Jack series they did.
Cool.
Because I love Samurai Jack. I still got the third and fourth season I haven't watched all of. Anyway, yeah, that's cool. I love that movie.
Well, it's actually co-written by John Carpenter, so.
Wow. Eric Powell of Concrete fame?
No, Goon.
Goon, that's it. I knew it was something like that.
Yeah, another Dark Horse part.
And... it's like they're redoing another one. If you scroll down, Nightbreed by Mark Andreyko. Remember that movie? I actually seen that.
Let's see if anything else jumps out here. There's a Mike. The Suicide Risk continues. That's about it that really jumps out for me from Boom. But there's some more Hero Baron Kid coming out, which is always good for me.
Get some of that stuff for the kids.
Yeah, the Adventure Time stuff, the comic books that are really cool.
Yeah, I need to do that. I know they watch the regular show too at one time.
Image is putting out a ton of number ones in July.
Oh boy.
New Hack Slash is coming out.
Let's see, I thought he was done with that for a while. Where did that go?
Well, it's not Tim Seeley. It's actually a couple other people here. It looks like a spinoff book.
It's still his comic. I mean, where is the deal for the Image? That's the CBR one. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, sorry.
No problem.
Let's see, there's a new Rick Remender book coming out. I'm not a huge...
His Uncanny Avengers was not as good as I'd hoped it had been. I think that was the first one I really read of his that I can remember.
Kind of putting up with it, but I'm just about done. There's a new Warren Ellis book. Oh, Supreme. It's a Supreme book. I didn't notice that. Huh.
Yes. Which I thought he was contracted with Dynamite to restart that Superpowers line that they got with all those public domain characters. That was one of the big news just recently. So I'm surprised to see him doing something.
Yeah, but this is Image. I mean, anybody can go work for Image. So.
Yeah, this is true.
And there's a new Tech Jacket book coming out.
Yeah, that's another Kirkman creation, if you didn't know.
Seen there's another black there's a Black Kiss special from
see I need to read the, I think I have it some you know quote unquote downloads of that
Black Kiss.
Yes, I believe I do.
It's interesting stuff, or at least it was the first miniseries from back in it must be 87,
88. Mm-hmm. Seems like it.
That'll be the 1900s, kids. Shoe coming out. A lot of collections, of course. It's Image.
Yeah, that's a big thing right now, the omnibuses.
And
I saw there was an issue with the Justice League Omnibus Volume 1. Apparently there was an issue that was solicited that's not actually in there.
Oh.
Mystery in Space number 75, I believe, if my memory serves my drug-addled mind.
And what makes Mystery in Space 75 so special?
I have no idea. it was on Bleeding Cool that I saw that they something got screwed up.
Well, then it must be incredibly special. Bleeding Cool took my mind.
Well, no, somebody wrote to them about it, though, so, you know. I'll have to find that later.
Your usual ongoing series, a couple have dropped. I'm not seeing any of the Joe Casey stuff on here anymore, the Balance or Sex. They don't seem to be solicited any longer.
Sex Volume 2, super cool. It's right there.
That's a collection.
Okay. Well, they do that sometimes. They take a... Yeah, see, there's a Tech Jacket Volume 2 that's old stuff, it looks like, brought back.
Ooh, Saga. Saga is back on here. I think it was there last month, but I would have to double check. But
yeah, there's some T-shirts from Sexual Criminals. I finally read what
that's a different book. There's sex and then there's sexual.
Yeah, I know. I just recently read what Sex Criminals is about. That's an interesting thing. So.
It is. Roberson's got his Sovereign continuing there.
Sovereign?
Sovereign.
Is it Saviors?
Nope, Sovereign.
Sovereign, I haven't heard of that one.
Scroll down. It's,
Where am I at?
Go past the T-shirts.
T-shirts, gotcha.
And then we get into the monthly.
World of War, Black Science, Clone, Cal. Oh, that's that Higgins thing. Sovereign, I have not heard of that. How did I miss that?
And then
how far down are we on that?
S's.
Those are in actual order. What do you know? Savage Dragon, Sex Criminals. Okay. Yeah, I was way behind. Sovereign. Oh, Chris Roberson. I thought you said James Robinson for some reason.
Oh, sorry.
Ay, yay. No, that's probably me. I've been up since 5:30. Just can't sleep.
And then, I didn't know this, but Todd McFarlane is doing the writing on Spawn?
It's probably just one. I don't know how many issues he's written in the wild. Well, it's up there. I used to love that book, and I don't know what happened. I sold every one I had at one point. I think it was when I moved to Washington State. I dumped a lot of stuff. Some of it I just gave away. And then I've got like two volumes of the trades, you know, I picked up on eBay for cheap. Just to read it again. But anyway.
Somehow, Image has got a book called Wildfire, but it's not the Wildfire that we know.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever read any of Thief of Thieves? I see now that in this particular issue that's solicited, it's Andy Diggle writing it and not Kirkman, but that was one of his books, I believe.
Nope, I know.
Oh, it's good.
The straight to AMC book, apparently. It was produced as a TV show before the first issue even came out.
Oh, you're kidding me. Thief of Thieves?
Jesus. I don't know whatever happened to the show. I don't know if it's still...
Well, they're talking about doing a spinoff of Walking Dead. I wish the hell they wouldn't.
They're going to... You know what? Let them make all the freaking millions that they can possibly make now.
Yes.
But unfortunately, the quality... There's a potential for the quality to tank.
Well, the books are... I mean, I just got through reading Volume 9 of the book.
It was that last episode of the TV show was a real letdown.
Really?
I thought so.
Well, I didn't like where they went, but I thought it was pretty good.
Okay, well... I didn't like how it ended in any sort.
No, the ending, no. I agree, that was a bad way to end it, but they've done sort of cliffhangers in the past, but that's probably the most severe. And have you read all the way through the book?
I'm current.
Yeah,
I'm
so, current. Well, I'm not current, but I'm through year 9 anyway. But I already figured out where they're going. So,
and it's difficult for me to watch a fat Tasha Yar. So,
yeah, that was something, wasn't it? I didn't even recognize her at first. I'm like, man, that voice sounds familiar. So I had to look it up. It's like, yep, sure as hell.
You didn't recognize? Oh my god, that's
no, I did not recognize her. Well, she wasn't on Star Trek that long. She was. she wanted to quit, I think, and was killed off in the middle of the second season, so it's not like she was just through the whole thing, but never did really like her character either.
Anyhow, that's it from Image for me. Anything jump out at you other than the Thief stuff?
No. Okay. I didn't see anything from Invincible, but...
There is an issue.
Yeah, there it is, 114. I'm really behind on that. I rebought the Volume 2 Compendium, and I got stalled reading it. I need to jump in and read it again. I think that goes up to like 98 or 99 or something like that.
Is that a victim of the flood?
Yes, that was one of the ones I replaced from the Great Flood of 2013. Sadly.
Jumping over here to our buddies over at Valiant.
Yeah, you know, they were great out of the gate, but I don't know if it's just you, but overall, I've kind of waned in my excitement for them. I don't know about you.
There's just a couple of books that I still look forward to reading. I still look forward to Harbinger. I still look forward to Archer and Armstrong and Quantum and Woody. The rest of them, I find myself looking at my pile, my to-read pile. I've got a couple of issues backed up already of Eternal Warrior, which I really thought was good, but I don't find myself like rushing to read it.
No, I stopped after a couple of issues of it.
And what else? Unity never hooked me.
No, I like the concept.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I like the concept, but that's not something I think is sustainable. That should have been a limited series.
Yeah, a couple people whose opinions I value or respect have said I should give it another shot, but I just I can't bring myself to. And Exo Man of War never grabbed me.
I like that for some reason. I don't know why. I haven't read. I've got three or four issues I haven't read though, so that may not be that way anymore.
Now the one I need to get, I don't know if issue one came out yet, was Rye.
I don't think so, no.
Because it looks like number three is being solicited here, and Matt Kint is writing it, which
should
send that over to Murray for his opinion.
Yeah, so they're canceling Harbinger. We read that the other day, which it's kind of at a standstill anyway. I can understand that. I don't like what they did with Bloodshot and the Bloodshot Hardcore thing, which that's going to come to an end soon. They went in the wrong direction with that, in my opinion. But it looks like Bloodshot's going to get his, you know, revenge eventually.
Listen to this. The solicit for Archer and Armstrong 22, the end is near. I wonder if they're only going to go to 25 and then, like, are they doing Archer and reboot it?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Maybe they're not going to jump the shark like some companies do. They're going to get to a point, go, you know, okay, we're going to take a break.
Wait a minute.
We're going to try some new stuff, and then we'll come back with the other thing. Swap.
So wait a minute. Okay, Harbinger 25 is still there.
That's the last issue.
Okay, that's what I thought.
That is the... I'm not seeing Eternal Warrior on the list here, and I'm not seeing...
Well, I think somebody had said on our Facebook page that they took a break from that to work on something else. Maybe the armor hunters, but I don't remember.
But also, and you're the one you mentioned a moment ago. I'm not seeing Bloodshot and Hardcore in here either.
No, yeah, they canceled. They're well, it's got the limited series armor hunters thing. Mm-hmm. But I mean, in Bloodshot's in the Unity number 9, and he has his own Armor Hunter's Bloodshot, I do believe. Yeah. Armor Hunter's Bloodshot number 103.
With awesome, I'm sure the art is going to be awesome then, because Trevor Hairsine is great.
Yeah, now, from the way that book is going, I know they said it was going to end, but I don't know what issue it is, and it's probably going to be really soon, considering the last issue I read. I just read the other day. So...
Well, fascinating.
Yeah, I'm really behind on all that crap.
Well, I gotta give Valiant props because they're not flooding the market.
They're definitely not. And when they're not letting something go a long time, they should have been killed a long time ago. Like DC did there for a while with Hawkman and a couple of those others.
Yep. So speaking of DC,
well, we're ready to talk about them.
Yeah, do you want to talk about the top 10 stuff or the 10 stuff that
well,
is important, or do you want the actual solicits?
I don't know. We could do either way. Marvel's got, I don't know, it seems like Marvel has less information from what I read in the top 10 thing. However you want to do it, doesn't matter.
Let's look at the...
We're only 29 minutes in anyway. Well, actually, minus 8 for the pre-show, so 21 minutes in.
Well, see, that's good. That
if we can do that. We can pump it out.
Boom, boom, bam, bam. Okay, what do you want to look at, DC or Marvel?
Well, I don't know. It seems like Marvel had less info in it, so we could always just do them first.
Okay. Do you want to look at the 10 moments, or do you want to look at the actual solicits?
Let's see if I can find the actual solicits from Marvel.
I've got them. I sent them over to you.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I found an updated link earlier
today.
I must not have clicked on it.
No, you suck, man. Whatever.
Okay, well, hold on. I got it open over here, though.
Okay.
Uno momento. Okay. All right, let's go through them. What the hell?
Okay.
We got, see, there's barely any information on here. They're running some kind of thing, 100th anniversary specials.
Classified.
That's the mysteries abound that they talk about in the top 10. But there's Legendary Star-Lord number 1 with Sam Humphrey, Paco Medina, Steve McNiven, Classified, all the rest of the information. You got 100th anniversary special number 1, GOTG. No idea what that is.
That's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So you got one for Spider-Man, X-Men, Avengers, Fantastic Four. Looks like Storm's getting her own series with Greg Pak and Victor Ibanez. A Deadpool versus X-Force series.
Yay.
By Dwayne, however the hell you say his last name.
Shmurskizin. Yeah.
Good enough. Okay. Yeah, Original Sin number 0 was written by Wade, but apparently the rest of them aren't, because they've got number 5 and 6 solicited, and it's got Jason Aaron as the writer, Mike Diodato as the artist, and that's all classified. You got All-New Invaders number 7, classified, James Robinson still. All-New Invaders number 8, 7 and 8, they're double shipping again. Fantastic Four number 7, there's some interesting stuff. Original Sin, The Fateful Four Part 2. Sue and Reed lose Franklin and the rest of the Future Foundation, yada, yada, yada. Avengers number 32 to 33. Oh, wow, they're 5,000 years into the future in that one. And apparently, 33 is 50,000 years into the future. If 5,000 weren't enough, let's add some zeros on there.
There you go.
Maybe that's where the Legion of Superheroes are. Who knows?
That must be it.
You got Deadpool number 31 and 32 with Brian Posehn and Gary Duggan. Isn't that a wrestler? Or is that just me?
You know, no. Brian Posehn is that...
Oh, he's like a comedian or something, isn't he?
Comedian actor.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
You would know... Anybody who's ever watched, you know, primetime sitcoms, if they look him up on IMDb, they'll go, oh, yeah, that guy. So.
All right. We got Nova number 19 by Gary Duggan and Paco Medina. I heard that was pretty good, but you know.
It is. It's a good book. Sam Greaves for The Watcher. He turns to a friend for help. And we got Rocket Raccoon in there. They are going to jam-pack the month full of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, of course. Rocket Raccoon by Scotty Young and written by and art and cover by Scotty Young. He was actually at the Planet Comic Con. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. Another new series, Spider-Man 2099 number 1 by Peter David and William Slimney, with a bunch of variant covers that apparently are interlocking. Or at least some of them are. And I know, who was it that was happy about that? It was Evan, wasn't it?
Probably.
Yeah, he was very happy about that. Well, don't say it like
Evan,
that.
Evan seems to have a bottomless source of income, so he can...
Well, yeah. I'm sure it's... Well, we won't get into that.
Oh my gosh, Uncanny Avengers is going to tie into the Dimension Z story from...
Really?
From Captain America.
Wow.
Interesting.
Oh, that is interesting. Which I never finished that.
It's good. It finished strong, and then now we're in the whatever they're doing.
They're back to our time or whatever.
It has more of a feel of like the Winter Soldier movie. So which is smart. They've made the shift, because if they had continued with Dimension Z and the movie came out, there would have been no continuity.
Yeah. Which we'll talk about what I think that movie had to do and certain other things had to do with what's happened to a certain DC character. We'll get into that later. I think you know what I'm talking about. Avengers Undercover.
Yeah. Good book. Good book.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I haven't read... the only one I'm really reading right now that I really enjoy is... what's the name of it? The one X-Men that they brought Nightcrawler back in. Was that Amazing X-Men or...
Amazing X-Men.
Stupendous X-Men or... I don't remember. Amazing, super duper... I don't know. I've run out of adjectives, and I think they are too.
Hey, Avengers World has got some Cannonball and Sunspot.
Finally. Really?
Finally.
Yeah, they really screwed those characters, didn't they?
They just kind of sat in the background, didn't they?
Yeah. They were frat boys making jokes. Last time I read one of those. Nick Spencer action on that one. I really need to clean my glasses. I can certainly barely read a damn thing.
We jump over to the Ultimate Universe with Miles Morales.
Which I thought they destroyed that. Apparently not.
No.
Ultimate FF 4 and 5 with Joshua Hale Filecoff, which I believe a buddy of yours.
Yeah, it's a good book.
This says Sue, Storm, Iron Man, Falcon together with, and it's got a bunch of X's, which I assume is Secret Origin of XXXXX Reveal, which I assume that's like some kind of classified thing. I take that back. There's another one I read. We'll get to that if it's still out there. All New Ultimates number 5, Michael Fife, and Spider-Man, Black Widow, Kitty Pryde, Bombshell, and Cloak and Dagger. Interesting.
Yep.
Superior Foes of Spider-Man still around. I think this might be close to the end, though, right?
I'm sure. I think I read somewhere where he's getting up to 20.
Mm. Okay. Question. Have they told Hal Peter comes back yet?
Yes.
Okay, well, don't tell me, because I'm eventually going to catch up all that bullshit.
About 2 weeks ago, I think.
2 weeks ago? Okay. All New Ghost Rider. Kind of wish I was interested in that, but I'm not. I used to read that back in the day. Captain America number 22, 75th anniversary variant by Alex Ross. I've seen that cover. It's a great one. The final story, chapter of the story that began in Dimension Z. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. You got Nathan Edmondson's and Phil Noto's Black Widow number 8, which I'm not sure how good that is.
It's good.
I haven't heard anything. I thought it might be. I've read some of his stuff somewhere, and I can't think of where that I really liked. Nathan Edmondson. What did I read? I don't remember. Captain Marvel number 5 with Kelly Sue DeConnick, which she is, incredibly hot, but that has nothing to do with her writing. I don't know, it just popped out. I'm tired.
They're going to collect that digital series for Daredevil, the one that bridged the last series.
Oh, good, good, good. That's good, because that was a good one.
Yeah, it did not, I read the first digital one, and it did not hold up digitally, so.
Well, they didn't let him do like he does on Thrillbent. If they did, I think it would be better.
Okay. Deadly Hands of Kung Fu.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get that one. I'm loving the Daredevil still. I never did really catch on to Wade's Hulk, though. Mm-hmm. I've got some issues that I bought and haven't read, and I just haven't got to it. Iron Patriot number 5, which maybe he dies again. I think he dies in every issue, but I'm not really sure. I know he was going to die in at least 2. Elektra, which I think that came out this week, the first issue. Am I correct?
Yes, I haven't read it yet.
I haven't either. Now, I have. That was the other one. Iron Fist, The Living Weapon. I picked that up. I'm sure you know. If I haven't said it before, always been a big Iron Fist fan. I used to have the three or four issues of whatever Showcase, not Showcase, whatever their intro series was that had his origin in it. And actually, the story that I wrote for that anthology kind of follows the same idea. If I made it a bigger issue, it'd look a lot like it as an homage to it. But that first issue was really good. I went ahead and added that to my subscriptions. That's good stuff.
Okay, cool.
I like the art. The writer is also the artist, and something about the art really clicked with me. And I like. I mean, they've changed the origin. I wouldn't say quite a bit, but to some degree, which is fine. You know. So anyway, yeah, I liked it. So I'm continuing to read that. Hopefully it holds up there. And you got some Iron Man special.
Moon Knight.
Continuing the story from June's Uncanny X-Men special. Okay.
For that in a few minutes here.
Yeah.
We got Moon Knight, which is...
Is that any good?
Yeah.
I'll have to look at that, too.
Thunderbolts, always cool.
Yeah, I never did get into that. Boy, that's up there. 28. I mean, that's been out there a while.
Yeah, just chugging on.
It's not by the same people, though, at all, is it?
Keep switching up.
Yeah.
Marvel.
Ms. Marvel, I heard, is pretty good.
New Warriors.
New Warriors, which I love that book. I want to get the omnibus, but when it was solicited, I couldn't afford it at the time. So you got Savage Hulk by Alan Davis, which writes and does the art, which I'm shocked. Which I wonder how that fits into the new Wade Hulk. So, not really sure about that.
Well, I don't think it does. I mean, it talks about Professor X and the solicits, and, well, he's dead.
Mm. Does it? Oh, yeah. Maybe it's a past thing. Good question. Involved. I really have no idea. Let's see. Silver Surfer by Dan Slott and Michael Allred.
And She-Hulk.
Oh, yeah, She-Hulk. Charles Soule, which I think you said you liked a lot.
I do. I trust the man.
Okay. We talked about that on the webpage about, what was it, the Wolverine thing?
Yeah.
You got Punisher number 8, which... I was a big Punisher. I am a Punisher fan, but not as big as I used to be. That one with Rucka, I was really disappointed in. I think he was dialing it in. Maybe he did it for just the money. I could be wrong. I didn't ask the man when I saw him, so I have no idea. And
that guy Nathan Edmondson, who you mentioned a moment ago.
Yeah, he's doing a Black Widow thing. Yep. Where have I heard him? I'll have to look it up later. I don't want to spend too much time on it.
I'll pick up All New X-Men. I'm really enjoying that.
All New X-Men, yeah. I need to get... I've got some things downloaded of that I haven't... okay. That sounds familiar. Oh, Grifter. First 8 issues of Grifter, but I didn't really care for them, so that wasn't one I read. Anyway, Thor God of Thunder by Jason Aaron. He was at the Comic-Con I went to, Planet Comic-Con, but I did not get to talk to him either. Let's see, Miracle Man by the original writer, which I think is hilarious that they're doing that.
So jumping down here, Amazing X-Men, we've got some Alpha Flight action going on in there.
Oh, awesome. I was kind of disappointed that Ed McGuinness was off of it so quick. The art, because I really liked his art, but I like that book, I really do.
We got some, like I said, we got Alpha Flight diving in there, and then,
How was the new Wolverine and X-Men book?
It's, you know what, it's okay, I'm...
It's not good as Jason Aaron's?
I really like Jason Aaron's, it was really good. This is going in a direction that got more superhero-y and less involved with the school, which was one of the cool...
Yeah, which... They collected all of those in his Wolverine and X-Men into volumes. The complete collection, they called it. Let's see, the X-Men. I've read a few of those. I kind of like them.
Shogo. Good.
Oh, yes. I forgot Ruckett was doing that new Cyclops. I'm going to have to catch. And I haven't read any of the Magneto yet.
It's good. One and two are really, really good.
Yeah, I like Cullen Bunn's work. I need to get more of his stuff. And then there's Nightcrawler, which I think first issue came out, and I kind of liked it. So,
okay.
I liked it. I've always been a big Nightcrawler fan, so I'm glad to see him back. I don't know if they needed two books like that with him in it. That might have been a little much, but hey, whatever. Savage Wolverine. And it's telling a story in World War One. Okay.
All new X-Factor, which has been strong.
Is it?
Yep, Peter David.
See, I haven't read any of that either. I don't know what's wrong. I've got them all, like, arranged and ready to look at, and I just haven't.
Here's one. I read the issue one. I thought it was supposed to be an ongoing series, but it looks like All New Dupe is actually a mini series, which is smart. I honest to God, I thought they had solicited that as ongoing.
They may have at first. You know, that shit changes all the time. Now see, the new X-Force series, I like the idea of it. But I think I read the first one, or I don't know if I read the first one or not, but oh well. You got Painkiller Jane limited series with Jimmy Palmiotti. That's one of his. Then you got some other, creator owned stuff. The United States of Murder. Okay. With Bendis and Michael Avon Oeming, which I really like his work from Powers. Oh yeah, they worked on Powers together. I just realized that. Which I check,
see if there's any good collection. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Let's see, Kick-Ass 3 premiere, which I never did read the second one or seen the movies yet. I have the first one on Blu-ray, but I've never read it. Never watched it.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No.
I just love the name of these collections. They say Runaways, the complete collection, volume 1.
Yeah, I know.
The complete collection is part of
the trying to find if they've got an Epic collection on here, because I want to talk about them just a little bit. I don't know if you've heard about the Epic collections or not, but I've been getting every single one of them that's coming out. Yeah, there's another one, the Complete Alien Costume Saga Book 1. There you go, Captain America Epic Collection Society of Serpents trade paperback. Now, what those things are, and I think Marvel is a freaking genius when it puts they come to putting these things together. I never didn't read near as much Marvel as I did DC growing up. And what they're doing is they're taking huge chunks of books of a comic. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I've got one here sitting here, but one of them, for example, is the comic event. That's the first one that came out, is the comic Cosmic Adventures of Spider-Man, when he had the powers of Captain Universe. Got those powers for a while. And anyway, these Epic collections, they're huge things. They want, you know, they charge $35 for them, but you can get them. If you get them when they come out from DCBS, you can get them for half off, which is what I've been doing. And a couple of them, they're cheap. But, like, for example, this one here, Captain America, and the thing is, they're numbered, and as you go on, they're publishing them out of order, which I think is kind of cool. So, like, the first Spider-Man one I got is volume 20. And then one of the first Fantastic Four one I got is volume 9. And these are stretches of comics I've never read from Marvel, so they're perfect for me. So like this one, this is volume 12, it says, and it covers Captain America number 302 to 317 and material from Marvel Fanfare 1982 number 18. That's 432 pages. It's a big chunk, and it's a whole like storyline they do. And you know, they're paperback, they're not, you know, hardcover, but I'm trying to think. One of the ones I got, one of the Iron Man ones, I got an Iron Man one, I forget the name of it, but it's all of John Byrne's run on Iron Man in one book.
Oh, wow.
and it takes place right before and all of Armor Wars 2. I think it's The Enemy Within. But anyway, if you're wanting, you know, if you're like me and you want to check out some of this older stuff, this is a perfect thing. I think I have all of them that have come out at this point. But I just love them. They're great. Amazon's got them. In-stock trades has got them. So that's one thing I really like that they're doing right now. So this one solicited is the Society of Serpents storyline. And it talks, you know, it's got Cap Shield. Let's see, it says, snakes. Why did it have to be snakes? Prepare for an Ophidian infestation as a sinister sidewinder assembles a slithering squadron of supervillains for sale under the sensational sobriquet of the Serpent Society. Oh, God, who wrote that? But the Citadel of Liberty must face this new threat alone after his partner Nomad's very sense of self is called into question during a life-changing encounter with a maniacal madcap. The identity crisis continues when Hawkeye wields Cap's shield, the Beyonder takes his face, and Steve Rogers dons the red, white, and blue of Captain Britain. The Armored Armadillo, the Backtrack Brigade, and the Fundamentalist, Flag Smasher, all await, while Steve's personal life suffers its own share of turmoil. But he's about to find his true artistic calling in the hallowed halls of Marvel Comics. Oh, okay, so Steve Rogers was an artist, wasn't he?
Yes.
So apparently he's going to work for Marvel. Oh, that's very meta.
Yeah, well, that was, I remember that. And they've had it a couple of times when crossed over with the Marvel.
Right, so this is stuff written by Mark Carlin, Mark Grenwald, Frank Miller, and Roger Stern, with art by Paul Neary and Frank Miller. So, I mean, those are really great books. That's my spiel. I've been meaning to talk about them for a while.
I don't know. I'm glad you brought it to my attention. I would never have looked for them. So
yeah, I saw a deal about them a while back, and on one of the things, and then I started seeing them. So okay, perfect example. You look on Amazon right now. You got the one I got recently is Captain America Epic Collection Dawn's Early Light. That's got John Byrne, J.M. DeMatteis, David Michelin, David Anthony Kraft, and we got Mike Zeck on some of the art. And this one, it does Captain America 247 to 266 and Captain America Annual number 5. And this is, okay, here's the Marvel spiel about the Epic Collections. Marvel launches the Epic Collections, a new way for fans to collect their favorite series. Each supersized volume in Epic line presents a heaping helping of Marvel's greatest heroes in one handy, affordable, and self-contained package. What's more, each Epic Collection trade paperback is also a piece of a grand puzzle. When all is said and done, the Epic volumes will fit seamlessly next to one another on readers' bookshelves, presenting a complete and unbroken run of each title. See, that right there is cool, hopefully they keep it up. Be sure to get on the ground floor. Marvel's most storied titles, including Spider-Man, Avengers, Captain America, Fantastic Four, Iron Man, and Thor, are going Epic. I peruse the Amazon new stuff coming out because they have stuff way before the solicits do. The one I was talking about a while ago is Iron Man Epic Collection War Games, and it has what does it have in it? Yeah,
and you are. You're going. You're a little nuts for these Epic Collections.
Yeah, it's like I said. It's they're cheaper than omnibuses, and like you know, and they're $35 a piece, which is kind of steep for something like this. But they're huge, yeah. And you can get them like I said when they come out. If I pre-order them on DCBS, it's half off. So, but this one here is Volume 16, they call it, Epic Collection, and it's got Iron Man 258 through 277. Which is freaking huge. How many pages? 504 pages. So, anyway, if you look, there's a bunch of them. I also have, right now, The Final Threat of the Avengers, which is 150 to 166.
Okay, we get the idea, man. We get it.
You get it? I'm getting a bunch of them, so there you go. Anyway.
All right.
All right, I'll quit going on about it now.
Okay. So I looked at the I looked over the 10 things we learned from Marvel, and I don't think we need to go through that.
Yeah, I did, there wasn't much in there. No. I was going to do that before we did DC because of that.
But
the Epic collections are pretty cool, so I just thought I'd
mention that. Okay, Jesus, man.
Sorry.
Put it back in your pants. We got it.
Okay, okay.
So do we want to go through the 10 DC things, or do we want to go through the solicits? I think the 10 DC things, and then we can...
All right, I'll let you take this one.
Cool. Let me see. So my DC things. We got all new DC Now. We got Grayson, of course, which has been big talk on the...
That's the one thing I want to talk about,
We got some new Suicide Squad. We got a new Teen Titans book again. It's not called New Teen Titans. I'm sorry. It's called Teen Titans.
Yes. All new Teen Titans. No, it doesn't say that. Never mind.
We're going to... We were going to get another War Stories book from DC. We'll see if this one works out. This G.I. Zombie.
Yeah, it's got a zombie in it, so it's got to be good.
That's right. So we'll see. We'll get back to the Grayson thing in a moment here. What's next? Apparently somebody's going to die over in JLU already. JLU number 3. That would be Justice League United, by the way. Sorry.
If it doesn't die, how are they going to have a story? You know.
I don't know. Spells death for one of them. Dun dun dum.
Yep.
So the characters they've got are Hawkman, Alana, Adam, Strange. Adam, whatever. Strange, cool. I like Adam Strange. Let's see. Justice League is going to do some catch up for the Forever Evil time because they got behind. Shocking.
Yeah. I have a theory on why Forever Evil was delayed, but we'll get to that.
Okay. Wow, they're falling behind already on Batman Superman. No shock there.
Oh, with, what's his name?
J.E.? Yeah, or J.Lee, you're right.
Yeah, he's supposedly very slow.
He is. He's very good, but he's very slow.
Oh, jeez, Superman Unchained was supposedly. I didn't realize it was still going on, but it was so behind. Anyway, go ahead.
That's okay. So they're re-soliciting the solicitation of the solicitation for Superman Unchained, which I thought was canceled anyhow, so.
Yeah, well, it was going to be ongoing, and they said, well, no, we'll do 9 issues.
Another new Green Arrow. That should be interesting. That ties in solidly with the show where there's multiple arrow shooting characters.
I read on somebody's Facebook post that they set up Connor Hawk. I have no idea. I'm still several episodes behind on that.
I'm a whole season and a half behind.
No, it gets better every episode.
Oh, it's been good up to this point. Let me see. We got some Trinity of Sin stuff going on, which I just couldn't care less.
Couldn't care less at all. And they make a joke that there's only 2 deaths that month, maybe 3 in a DCU in 1 whole month. Throw a party. I thought that was funny as hell.
It looks like Power Girl and Huntress are gonna find their way back to Earth 2. Which I'm sure won't last, but we'll see. Because they've got the evil Superman there.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised that they... Well, for one, that title's still going.
And it looks like that black kid from Earth 2 is gonna get a Superman uniform. Which actually is pretty cool. I like that idea.
I like it too. I'm just wondering how long the Republicans get a hold of that and turn it into some kind of thing. But, you know, hey, if you're Republican, I'm sorry, but, you know, that's just how I see it.
Look at the solicit. It's a black man, so it must be a Barack Obama. Come on.
Oh, yeah. I did think that was – well, I mean, they've already done that. They're going to do that in Multiplicity anyway. That's what that character was based on. I mean, that was obvious. This one, however, is not, but still – so I don't know.
Yeah, and we get some more background on the Lois Lane character in there, which she's now the Red Tornado.
Yeah, I'm still reading that. Actually,
I'm enjoying it. I was
It took a couple issues to make the transition from James Robinson to the current creative team, but they're doing a good job.
Right? I think so too.
Big shoes to fill.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Huge shoes to fill.
And then the powered up Lois Lane, the Brainiac powered up Lois Lane, is going to go up against Wonder Woman.
Lord.
I think it was a mistake to power her up. I think
it was a mistake to make a Superman Wonder Woman book, but that's my opinion.
They can. Yeah.
That whole romance of theirs, it was forced, and I don't know.
But they don't have to do. They don't have to continue with the romance. If it's Superman Wonder Woman, that means they can cross, like what they're doing here. They can cross over the universes, which
they totally devastated the Lois and them relationship. Obviously.
Yeah. Well, someday it'll be back. We all know it.
I don't know. I don't know if it is or not. Okay. Before I get into the Dick Grayson thing, I was looking at one that was done a little earlier about some of the,
Real quick, just...
Oh, go ahead.
I just want to cover some of the books that are coming out. I like the new lineup for Suicide Squad. We've got Joker's Daughter, Deathstroke, Black Manta, and Harley Quinn and Deadshot. I'm sure that Amanda Waller. Yeah, there's Amanda Waller.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Black Manta, that would be interesting.
It will be. The incredibly sexy Teen Titans number one cover.
Yeah, a lot of people are pissed off about that.
Those are some big jugs that Wonder Girl's got going on there.
Yeah, which is a problem. But
Let me see. The war stories again. It's Justin Gray and Jimmy Palmiotti doing the war stories. So that might be interesting.
Yeah. A variant cover by Darwin Cook. You know what I think? This is going to actually work this time because it has the word zombie in it.
And
now, I'm being totally serious. Okay. I really do think it's going to work this time. Right. Anyway, this is me.
And too bad Murray's not here, but it looks like the Doom Patrol is going to make their official appearance here in Justice League number 32.
Yeah, but they say maniacal or something like that, don't they? All new, all dangerous.
It says the Chief and his treacherous Doom Patrol.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what that means. But anyway.
We saw them in a couple of panels. We saw the second version of the Doom Patrol, those characters appearing in Forever Evil.
Yeah, and they were all killed too, weren't they?
No, I don't know if they were. I don't think they mentioned them being killed.
Yeah, I assume that's what happened.
Looks like Rampage is back over in Future's End.
Mm-hmm.
Rampage, not one of my favorite characters from the Death of Superman period.
I still think the Masked Superman is Superman as a boy.
That'd be cool.
That was for Paul French.
We find out at some point during Future's End that Firestorm killed Green Arrow.
Really? I missed that one.
It's in the
solution. Oh, I see it right there. Yeah, I haven't really read all of them.
We get some more. What do you call them? New God.
Mention of the Legion in one of these.
Yeah, which is going to be cool. I'm glad that if they're going to go to the future, that they do the
Legion. It's only 5 years, but still, you know.
And Paul Pelletier is continuing on Aquaman. We get an Aquaman annual.
Now, there's another one that I dropped off of, and they had a sale, and I think I'm up to the newest one. I haven't. I've actually liked it.
Yeah. Jeff Parker's doing a good job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Then Dan Jurgens is still continuing on with Aquaman and the Others.
I liked that first issue. That was good.
Jan de Matisse's Justice League Dark continues, which has been really good, just FYI. And here's a book that took a U-turn for the better, which is Justice League 3000.
I like that book. It might not be a Legion replacement, but it's definitely paying homage to it, I think.
And it took, I'd say, 3 issues before it found its place, and now it is really good. I give credit to them.
Well, yeah, and a lot has to do with it for me, at least for Howard Porter. I've always liked his work. I know some people don't, but...
Well, and they pulled back. Giffen and Dan Matisse, somebody told them, hey, guys, chill out. Not so much with the humor. Just write like the early issues of Justice League International, where they just... They weren't funny for the sake of being funny. They just happened to be...
Oh, is that what you got out of it? Interesting. I didn't think it was that funny myself.
Well, they were trying too hard. They were.
I just thought they were just very dysfunctional personally. That I didn't think they were trying. I mean, that's just my opinion, but you know.
I think Giffen and De Mateus were like, oh, we need to do another, and then they said, you know what? No, don't chill.
Well, what if it was the other way around? What if editorial told them to do that, and they talked them out of it? That could happen too.
Either way, it's gotten better. So
good. Yeah, I like the book. No, I'm not ashamed to say it either.
No, you shouldn't be because it's good now. We've got Robert Venditti. I didn't know this. Robert Venditti is doing Flash now. I didn't realize he was writing it.
Yeah,
so.
He took over for the ones that started it.
Yeah, Brian Baccaluto was doing it after Francis Manapul left. So.
Right. Now, have you read any detectives since they took it over?
No, not yet.
Okay, I want to try it, but then again, I don't. Because it went so bad so quick the first time around. But anyway, that's fine. Go ahead.
And then over in Secret Origins, we're getting a Harley Quinn origin. We're getting Green Arrow. Well, drawn by Dennis Cohen. Oh, hello.
No idea who that is.
Oh, he was the one who was drawing the Question series back in the 80s.
I don't think I ever read that. But
if you saw his art, you would know it.
I'm sure I would.
And they're doing, and here's a shocking one, they're doing Damian. They're doing that.
I don't think so. You missed, I think, further up, or we haven't gotten to it yet. They're bringing him back, so.
Yeah, well, they're doing his origin in Secret Origins. Giffen and Didio doing Infinity Man and the Forever People.
Editors should not be writing if they're still editors, or a publisher either. He shouldn't have his name on there at all. Ah!
And the start of the last Brian Azzarello storyline in Wonder Woman.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I'll keep reading that. Depends on who picks it up, because I have loved that book. That's the one book I've never wavered from. I might get behind in it, but I always got it. I've really liked it.
We get World's Finest and
I should Constantine. Probably go back to that too. But.
Constantine with Ray Fox writing it has been really for all the naysayers saying that John Constantine does not belong in the DC universe. Mm. This book is proving them wrong, from my opinion.
I read the first issue and never read another one.
I'm sticking with it. And the Earth 2, which we talked about with Barack Obama.
Yeah.
I think the first issue of the Jeff Johns Romita Superman comes out. Yeah, this is the first.
I think
first
that
issue.
Was the month before this.
But was that last month? Or
I don't. I'm not 100% sure, but it would. I would think it would say.
Well.
No. Yeah. It says it's, okay. Yeah. Yeah. The Titanic team of Jeff Johns, John Romita Jr., and Klaus Janson continued their epic run on Man of Steel.
Okay, so this is the second.
Second issue. Yeah. Okay. That I'm going to jump on mainly. I agree that Jeff Johns has gotten long in the mouth, and I wish to hell he never left Green Lantern. But I don't dislike his work. I like it. I don't agree with some of the stuff he does, but I'm going to read that book more for John Romita Jr. than I am for George Perez. I mean Jeff Johns, who's completely left DC. Johns has. I mean Perez. Oh God, I need to go to sleep. I need a nap.
We're getting there.
Okay. No, it's just I am so hyped up on drugs right now. It's ridiculous.
Got the Superman
prescription drugs, I might say. Okay, but anyway,
we got the Superman Doomed story running through the looks like the Superman annuals. I don't know much about it, but I'm sure it will.
No, I don't care.
Looks like they're
going to. Even though it's Greg Pak, you scroll down, and what does it say? Superman gets turned into Super Doom.
Yeah, Doomsday. Yeah.
Yeah. So. The Doomsday virus, and Superman finally succumbs to the Doomsday virus. This is an Action Comics number 33. It transforms into Superdome, and I thought it was kind of funny that Greg Pak, at least to me, is well known for his Hulk, and Superman is now green.
Oh, that's I hadn't thought of that. Very cool. Well, we'll see.
At least it does in that one cover of the annual. He looks green.
Then we got Supergirl is finally gonna. They're gonna give up the Red Lantern thing, and then Superboy. I didn't even know this book was still being published.
Yeah, they still got some kind of time travel fake Legion thing going on.
Okay, well, that's DC for us. There's a couple of books. I think I read somewhere or heard someone saying in another podcast that that Marvel is the it was another podcast. Marvel is the place to be, and I would agree with them.
Right now, yeah. That reminds me, before I forget, something that disturbs me real quick.
Okay, is this Grayson?
No, that's a whole different one. Okay. I don't know if you heard about this yet. Okay, so they're putting, you know, and if anybody's seen my Facebook page, they put out a Court of Owls box set where you get a Court of Owls mask in the book, which I thought was cool.
You have the mask.
Yes, I know. That's where I got it from, was from that set.
Okay.
So, in that link I just sent you, they are doing a deal again, but this time it's Joker's cut-off skin mask.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. Death of the Family, volume whatever, 3, Death of the Family, and you got a mask in there of Joker's sliced-off face.
Oh, my golly. Look at that. That's disgusting.
Yes, it is. I'm probably going to get it anyway. But anyway, it says a...
Does it come with the straps?
I think so. Yeah. It says, okay. The seminal Batman trade paperback graphic novel is paired with replica hand-painted vinyl latex mask of the Joker that features sewn-on hair and a white elastic band. So, yeah. Now, the cool thing, though...
It's only $40. Wow.
Yeah. In the first picture is a picture of an action figure they're coming out with of the armor, which also they've got a real cool 4-pack set coming out that's like all the four different versions of Batman in action figure form, which I think is kind of cool. But anyway, the Batman thing that they're coming out with is that armored suit he wore when all those talons showed up.
Sure.
And dude, that looks cool.
Okay.
I gotta have that. I haven't gotten action figures in quite a while, but I have to have that. Maybe two. I don't know. One to open and one to hang up. So anyway, just want to talk about that. So are we ready to talk about the elephant in the room now?
Well, hold on. No, I just real quick. In the collections, here's one that jumps out at me. It's DC Comics presents Batman Adventures number 1, which is like some of the early issues of the Batman Adventures series.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay, that would be cool, actually.
Kelly Puckett and Paul Dini writing on it.
And Templeton.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that actually would be cool.
That was a really good series.
Yeah.
I mean, it was of the same quality as the cartoon.
Yeah, I can. That's good. You scroll down a little bit more, I can replace my Batman Earth 1 hardcover with a trade paperback and save some money.
Oh, finally.
Hmm?
Showcase presents Captain Carrot and his Amazing Zoo crew.
I bought 2 showcases on eBay the other day, and that one I'm going to have to get for sure.
I've already pre-ordered it. So.
Is it out already?
It's on Amazon for pre-order, yeah.
Oh, Amazon. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I've already pre-ordered it.
I also got the first Geoff Johns Flash Omnibus for a very cheap price as well. Now, some of the Absolutes editions they've been doing haven't really been, I thought, were worth it. But this one here, Absolute Batman Incorporated hardcover, I might have to get that one.
Okay.
Because I love that series, even though Damian died in it. Spoilers for 6 or 7 years, you know, however long it was.
Ooh, and some of these statues, I will never buy figures or statues, but they've got that, the Red Hood one from the Hero, which I actually like that design. So.
Yeah, see, now that was, this is the new designer action figures. That's what it is. Thrasher Suit Batman is what it's called. these are actually, I think they've actually got Greg Capullo's input on the making of them. But yeah, those are really good.
You can get a to scale Black Lantern power battery with a ring.
Yeah, they've put out those of every single one. And new versions of it. And they also have a newer version of the Batman utility belt. It's like the one they put in the JLA trophy room. Oh, by the way, a cool little tidbit. The JLA trophy room one, it's a more modern version. It has like the pockets in it with snaps instead of the tubes. Like the one I got. But there was a guy at Planet Comic Con. I thought he might have bought it there, and he had one in, you know, his arm around it, and it was on his shoulder, and he had it signed by everybody in the original Batman show.
Neat.
That was freaking cool. So anyway, a little tidbit there.
Okay. All right, so elephant in the room. I'm just gonna go ahead and mute because I'm sure you can talk for.
Oh well, first thing that is there is. They're having a series called Robin Rises, Omega Number One. Now, the fact that Peter J. Tomasi is writing it, okay, I'm there. But basically, and they've been doing it, this is like a tie-in thing. They've been doing this story in Batman and Robin. I don't know if you've been reading it.
I have. The search for Damian.
Roger Gould stole Damian and Talia's bodies. And I think he's, you know, so... they might actually bring him back, so I don't know. Maybe not. I heard they were, but I could be wrong. Okay, so enough of that. All right, now, this is my crazy theory, boys and girls. Now, we've talked about it on the podcast, and if you haven't heard it before, there's a huge delay in Forever Evil. We've gone over this on the show, and subsequently, that was supposed to have the fate of Nightwing / Dick Grayson.
Right.
And for those of you that don't know, that's the original Robin. And Nightwing itself has been around since 85-ish, I believe. Because he quit being Robin, and that's when Jason Todd took over not too long after that. But what they have done... Now, I have a feeling that something else was planned. And what I think is happening, why it is, and there's some stuff that go along with that. First of all, Kyle, they decided, okay, number 30 is going to be the last Nightwing, right? But they made Kyle Higgins quit, or he left the book on number 29. And then they had some people solicited for number 30. And now all of a sudden, those people are not, and the people that are writing this new book, which you'll get the name of, are now writing it, and doing the people that are doing the art are doing the art on it. Okay? So, throw that in there, and way late on the, and it even talks about that, it's going to be months after this, or a month or two, actually, yeah, it's going to be month before, but anyway, it's like at least a month late, from right. Revel. That, okay, basically what's going to happen is, Dick Grayson, everybody's going to think Dick Grayson is dead, except for Bruce Wayne's going to know. And he talks him into becoming a secret agent. And it shows the cover here, and he's got a big gun, no mask. And tell me that that doesn't have anything to do with Black Widow and Captain America movie and the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. book.
Well, of course.
I mean, seriously.
And he's also an agent of a new special Spiral, which... Spiral, S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, Spiral was set up by...
Grant Morrison.
Yes, Grant Morrison, which that part I like. So he'll be working for the original Golden Age Batwoman. That's the one who runs that. But, yeah, so now he's a secret agent. And one of the guys writing it, it doesn't say in this here... It was an ex-CIA agent. I guess he's going to be a consultant on this book. So, ever since this came out, first I was disappointed, and I mean, I kind of like the idea because I love spy crap. But I don't know. I'm torn about this. In one way, this is like a death of one of my favorite characters, but maybe they'll finally do Dick Grayson character at least some service. I don't know. What do you think about it?
I think that this is an opportunity for them to, like you said, capitalize on the Captain America thing. Mm-hmm. And
I don't think it's going to last, though. But anyway, go ahead.
We'll see. I'm a little surprised they're doing it, given that I think Nightwing is appearing in Arrow recently, or
that's a rumor. They've never come right out, as far as I know. There's just rumors that Dick Grayson was going to show up, or even that I don't know.
I think it is. Sight unseen.
Mm-hmm. I like Tim Seeley's. I never read Hack and Slash, but I love his work he does with Mike Norton on Reunion. But anyway,
I just think Sight Unseen. I'm hoping that it's an organic shift from him being the costume guy to being this. But first of all, I give it a year before a bunch of other DC characters know he's alive.
Oh yeah.
And then it will shift back. At some point he'll put a mask on. But there's supposed to be a new Nightwing in the Batman book, so
yeah, that's gonna be now I read this as a rumor, but I agree. It's gonna be Cassandra Cain.
Okay.
They're bringing her back like that. I don't know if you've read any of the Eternal Batman Eternal yet, but they're
just
already
number one?
Okay, well, are you gonna read any more? Do you mind if I spoil it or not?
I will probably read them, but I don't care about spoilers, so go ahead.
They've already brought Spoiler back.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, she was at the end of the...
That's right. They're bringing her back just like she was. She isn't Spoiler yet, but her father is Cluemaster. They've reestablished that character.
Cool.
And several other Batman villains, old Batman villains like Lockup, Firebug... Somebody else.
Weren't you guys debating whether that Firebug in the Solicit looked like the one in the cartoon?
Well, it was actually... Oh, like in the cartoon? No, I didn't get that far. It looks like Firebug to me, but they never said his name.
Okay. Trying to see. You know what? We skipped over the Batman Solicits. I'm sorry.
We did.
We got Batman Eternal. We got Batman, which finally going to end Zero Year.
I've enjoyed it, but they've left it... They let it go way too long.
Batman and Robin 33, which ties into the Robin Rises, which you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Buccellato is doing Detective Annual. Francis Menopole, a detective. Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn invades Comic-Con International.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Mark Andrako's Batwoman was... I've only read the first one so far.
See, I love Connor's work in her art. I mean, I just don't like that character. Anyway, go ahead.
And Draco over on Batwoman's been really... I only read the first one so far, but it was really nice.
Yes, art by a local Missouri boy, Jeremy Hahn.
Shout out!
Yeah, a little shout out to him, yeah.
Let me see. Batgirl is still chugging along.
I haven't read that in it forever.
I haven't either. Catwoman's still chugging along. Birds of Prey is still chugging along. Christy Marks is writing Birds of Prey. I'm sure I knew that somewhere in my...
She's been writing it for quite a while, actually. I stopped reading Batwing, but I don't know why. I actually liked the original character they had, but haven't really... I don't know. Making Luther Fox's son Batwing kind of... It didn't really interest me for some reason. Anyway.
Let me see. Red Hood and the Outlaws is chugging along.
I stopped reading that, too.
Sinestro, I picked up number one, but I haven't read it yet.
Oh, it was good. I liked it.
Green Lantern.
I am completely off all Green Lantern titles. Don't like what they did with it.
Another big crossover. Ooh, but the Scions are appearing from...
the new Guardians title. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
And
Damn.
Kyle are a romance now. I missed that somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that started up pretty early. Right before that War of the Lanterns, he was like trying to get in a romance, and she just said that's it. And then she was using him to find Hal, and in the process, she started liking him. I don't know if he likes her, but yeah, she was starting to get a thing for him even back then.
She's a cougar.
Yes. Yeah, I guess that would be true. Although I'm sure they've written it where they're closer to the same age now.
Green Lantern Corps, John Stewart, Red Lantern's Annual.
I don't know if I'll ever read those again. I don't know. I just don't
get it done. I should pick it up because I like Charles Soule. So I just.
Oh yeah, you did say that. And I stopped reading All Star Western too for some reason.
It's good. It's good month to month.
Pick it up.
Swamp Thing.
Oh yeah, see they have a Grayson Futures End number one. They've got some of the September stuff in. And it says,
powerful hero in the newly resurgent dominant Mother Russia.
Yeah, Brandon the Traitor. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Mother Russia, Grayson.
Oh, like, God, yes. Black Widow comes from Russia. Oh, my God. I was
thinking more along the lines of Winter Soldier, so.
But, yeah. Well, it's the same damn thing.
Ooh, but the KGB Beast is back, so. It says he battles the Beast, but that's got to be.
You know, when I first read that, they didn't. Click, but that's got to be what it is. You're right.
New Suicide Squad. We got a Booster Gold one shot.
Somewhere there is where it says the Legion.
It's in the
Justice League one.
Justice League United is what. Here it is.
Yes.
Justice League United Futures End number one. The armies of Mars rise against the unsuspecting population of Earth, and only the combined might of the Justice League and the Legion of Superheroes can stand against them. And I'm hoping it's the Legion Lost characters. That would be
good, actually. Now, I've read some stuff in there that Martian Manhunter is, like, trying to take over the world or whatever. So this is a possible future. I think they've already established that. I'm wondering if they're going to use this to reset everything back to the way it was.
Yeah. Probably not.
I've heard that rumor, and that would be great, but hey, whatever. I doubt they will.
I disagree. I think they should stick with what they got. Let me see. We got everybody's got a Futures End thing going on here.
There's going to be a lot of damn books.
Holy moly guacamole.
Because they got some of them got their regular book and a Futures End version. Wow. Wait, no. Some of these are July, and some of these are September.
Yeah, these are all September, the Futures End.
Yes, never mind.
This is going to be their September thing.
Yes, that's their shtick, isn't it?
Infinite Crisis Fight for the Multiverse, written by Dan Abnett.
Really?
By Carl Potts.
Where's that?
It's way down. It's a game tie-in book.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that game's more popular than some of their comics at this point.
Batman 66, Adventure Superman, Injustice, Gods Among Us, which year two has been almost as good as year one.
I didn't really like that game. I got into the beta. I'm not into that genre of games.
Let's see if there's any interesting. Yeah, well, okay, so DC September is a pre-solicit looks to be interesting with the stuff, so. So, Grayson,
we're at an hour and 20 at this point.
See?
Maybe. Oh, yeah, that mass thing's down towards the bottom of that one we were on.
Oh, man. Well, Marvel's got the more interesting books, but DC's got the quantity.
mm-hmm.
Marvel's got the quality, DC's got the quantity. And
this time around they do, yeah.
You know, Boom's got a couple of things coming out. Looks like Valiant. Valiant looks like it's keeping. They're not going to jump the shark anytime soon. Image has got a couple of things that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it looks like Marvel quality wise is all over the.
Yeah, I have to say that. Though going through there, they're. The new Astro City is. I'm really enjoying that. I've always loved Astro City, and he does a real good job with it.
Well, the last issues are cool. That last storyline, the five-parter with. What's her name? The.
Winged Victory.
Thank you.
He doesn't do multi-parts in that book very often. I don't think he's ever that I. Well, yeah, he has, but very seldom. Anyway.
Oh, they're finally doing Sandman Overture number three. Lord.
Yeah, that was one of those. Yeah, well, Gaiman's into doing movies now.
And then Fables is coming close to its end.
Yeah, which I'm thinking about, because I've been getting trades of that. I've only read the first one, maybe the second. I'm thinking about switching to those deluxe editions they put out instead. Because I've got like 3 and 4.
Stuff.
Huh?
It's good stuff.
Oh, well, yeah, I want to read it. I just haven't gotten into it.
Yeah, it's a commitment. I mean, soon it'll be over, so it's not like you ever have to play catch up. You just
yeah. Well, that was. I think that's part of the reason. It was just like, you know, I've been reading stuff that's already done that I missed.
There you go. Yeah, I did that with Preacher. So, you know what? It's done. You don't have to worry about going, oh my god, I gotta keep buying issues and buying
more. Well, yeah. It's like I've been doing Spider-Man trades. I'm not even close to. I think the last one I got, which I picked up a couple out of order at the con, but the last one I've got that was completely in order was Big Time, I think.
All right, well, I'm spent, man.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I'm poor in July, and I'm spent energy-wise now.
Yeah, I gotta go. Yeah, I'm waiting for the air conditioner's busted, and it's 80-something degrees outside, and yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's going to cost $5,000 to get a new one.
Well, I'm especially sorry then.
Yeah, well, luckily I got taxes back, and I have a little bit of savings, and the folks are going to help me out a little bit, so. It's going to be fixed. It's just going to be a little bit.
Well, I hope it goes well.
Well, thank you, sir. And, of course, I've got a sinus infection again.
We'll sign us out, and then we'll walk away.
All right, then. As always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelinebox.com and either tell us how great or how pathetic we are, whichever you prefer. I know what I would prefer, but hey, you know, whatever. Beggars can't be choosers. And you can also comment on the actual Facebook page. Just do a search for us. There's only one, as far as I know. If there's another one, let me know, and I'll sue the crap out of them. And you can comment on the actual episodes. That's all opened up and, you know, anti-spamified. So come on and let us know about that as well. And I believe that's it for this week. We covered a lot of ground today.
Whoop, whoop.
It's a meaty episode. And I didn't rant too much. I think I ranted more about how great Marvel was doing with those epic collections than I did how I was disappointed about Grayson.
God, you couldn't leave it. You had to mention it.
I don't know. I'm sorry. They're just great.
They're epic.
I'll tell you what. If you buy one and don't like it, let me know. I'll buy it from you. There you go. How's that?
They're legend. Wait for it. Darius.
Yes. Oh, I still haven't watched all that either. I've got 6 or 7 episodes of that left.
All right.